Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Voices of the Vic podcast with me, Mark Duffy, and this evening I am joined by Cameron Smart. We are here to talk to you about the upcoming game against Blackburn at Ewood Park. Another trip to Lancashire for the Hornets after a successful trip last time out to Lancashire. 5-1 winners away at Preston. My God, we'd love another win like that. We're not alone though. We are joined by Matt, who I've just added in now, and Matt is from a Blackburn Rovers podcast, The 4,000 Holes. Matt, how are you doing this evening? You all good, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you very, very much for filling in last minute. For those that want to know how it works, all behind the scenes and everything, I become very disorganised and change my plans. And Matt here has very kindly filled in at the last minute. I messaged him this morning and he was bang up for it. So thank you very, very much. Now, Matt, it's a little bit different this time because usually we're speaking to a fan first time round, first time the two teams are playing each other this season. That's not the case. This is the first reverse fixture of the season for all the clubs. I want to start with a main man who seems to be your main man this season so far. He's that man, Sammy Smodic. He's the top goal scorer in the whole of the Championship with 14 goals. And I was looking before we started recording, and this is his best goal scoring season since the 2020/21 season when he was with Peterborough. I think he scored 15 all season that season, and I think that was in League One as well. So what's changed? Like, how has he become the main man now?
I think if you look at summer and how the summer transfer window went for us, with Brereton Diaz leaving on a free, I think obviously he was, as everybody knows, our main man for a few years. And I think he's just sort of stepped into that void. I think I personally was a bit worried going into the season as to who just would, you know, step in and score all the goals for us. And he seems to be that man. I think he walks around with confidence. Everything he does, it seems to have purpose. And I think last year we got glimpses of that. It wasn't a bad season for him last year. I think he got 5 or 6 in the league. But this year he really does seem to have taken it to the next level. And I think it's the tactics more than anything. I think the way that we play just suits him down to the ground. He'll have a quiet 5 or 10 minutes and then he'll pop up with a goal and then he's everywhere for the rest of the game. I think it is the tactics. I think he's not scored in the last couple of games, but after what he did for us last month, I think it's more than plausible for him, you know, to have a few games off.
We played you quite early on in the season, and obviously a lot can change since you beat us 1-0 at our place. I mean, that was a game that we more or less dominated and you went and nicked it at the end. But how have you played since then? You've looked quite hit and miss results-wise, but how have the performances been?
Yeah, I think we always play nice football in whatever game it is, whether we're completely out the game, like the Southampton game, our last game, where we got absolutely, you know, obliterated. I think we have moments where we do play good football. And I think when we played against you, I agree with you. I mean, I think we were lucky to get something out of the game, but we've had games like that this year where we just sort of have that 5 or 10 minutes of quality, grab the goal and not sit back, but sort of sit back in a way, I guess. Maybe we just sort of look after it. And it's something that we haven't done for a few years. But yeah, I think we are very hit and miss, like you said. You look at our last 5 games, we usually beat the teams that are below us and we struggle against the teams above us, but recently it's not really been like that, especially this season.
I mean, like you say, you know, you very much sort of rode your luck a little bit in the game at Vicarage Road, the 1-0 win. Was it Hedges that scored the goal? It was a magnificent goal as well, and a real lapse of concentration from Watford. And you mentioned there about you sort of had that 5-10 minute spell where you got the goal and played well. That, to me, shows real determination in the team. If you can be crap all game, but then have that 5-10 minute spell and still come out on top, for me, that is huge. And that's how you get to the winning mentality. And if you can win in games like that, it will do you the world of wonders over a course of a championship season. I mean, if we look ahead now to the reverse fixture, this time you're at home, we're away. I was looking at your home record and you're not as high up as I thought. I think you're 17th in the home table. You've only picked up 15 points from 11 games. Now, in terms of us coming to Ewood Park, what strengths do Watford need to be aware of when we come up against you boys?
To be honest, I think the main thing, especially when we're at home, is we like to have a lot of the ball and we'll play it sort of around the back and wait for the chances to go forward. But I think you look at if you come with a bit of pressure, we'll struggle. I think that seems to be the main thing that I see from us this season, is when teams sort of bring the game to us and put us under pressure, like when we went to Sheffield Wednesday. I know you're talking about home form, but I think we play pretty similarly wherever we go, to be honest, home and away. And I think that if you put a bit of pressure on us and don't let us sort of pick the right passes and be patient, if you put us under pressure, I think you'll do well.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you mentioned pressure, because we put Preston under a lot of pressure in that second half and we just reap the rewards of that. Also interesting you mentioned you like to play with the ball, you like possession. We also seem to like possession, so it will be an interesting, possibly slightly boring matchup. But yeah, you mentioned that particular weakness there. What sort of other areas of the team can we exploit?
I think we do struggle in front of goal as well. I think if you have you keep our chances tally low, chances are we'll not score very many. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But I think we needed a clinical striker in summer. We didn't really bring one in. We got Semir Tilalovic from Mönchengladbach. He's barely got a minute for us. Niall Ennis came in on a free. A lot of our fans were excited for that one. He's done all right when he plays, but he's very injury prone, it seems. And, you know, Harry Leonard from the academy, it's his first proper season really in and amongst the first team playing on a regular basis. So your expectations have got to be sort of a little bit low, and you've got to understand that. But I think if you keep our chances down, I know it sounds pretty simple and obvious, but if you give us two or three chances, the chances are we probably won't take them. And we'll struggle.
Up until the last week at Preston, I'd have probably said you were answering for Watford fans as well there, to be honest. Have a lot of the ball, don't really take the chances, needed that, you know, central figure to be recruited in the summer and wasn't, you know, snap. it can be very frustrating at times for Watford. And like Cam said, you know, that first half, Preston just made it ugly for us, and we struggled with that, but we got a foothold in the game, and a goal early doors in the second half really, really turned it on its head. I mean, we know you had a red card in the last game. Was it Callum Britton got sent off? Are there any other absentees, any injuries, anyone not quite ready to come back, or is it just Britton?
No, I think the list of absentees for us is very, very long. I mentioned Niall Ennis, he's just come back. I think he played 45 minutes on Tuesday before the Leeds game, before the Southampton game, sorry. But I mean, Ainsley Pearce started the season in goal for us. He's out injured till at least next month. Joe Rankin Costello's out till, I think it's mid-February, sometime around then. He was being a key player for us. You mentioned Hedges scored at your place. He's also out injured until the end of this month. Sam Gallagher and Tyrese Dolan as well, who was an influential figure to our decent run that we've just come out of. And yeah, Britton as well. I mean, we've been playing him on the wing. He'd play at right back. He'll cover left back. So yeah, we've got a lot of players missing for this game, to be honest. But we seem to have had for the entirety of the season, it seems.
Yeah, that sounds like quite the list of absentees. Similar to what we had sort of earlier in the year under Slaven Bilic, just turning up to Norwich with Mario Gaspar in midfield. It sounds like it's quite similar for you at the minute. But have you got any sort of personal memories of Watford versus Blackburn, good or bad, from the past?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it was our goal of the season or not, but I think it certainly was. I mean, Dominic Hyam's scorpion kick at Ewood last season is probably one of the best goals I've ever seen. And it was right in front of where I sit as well. So I got a great view of it. I think that's probably the key memory that sticks out for playing Watford, especially at home.
Yeah. I can't remember too many classics. Me and Cam were just talking before coming on air. And I think the lockdown season, we obviously played out two, I think, was it 3-1 at our place and then 3-2 at Ewood Park? And Ben Foster made that penalty save from Armstrong. And then I think João Pedro and Ken Semmer scored up at Ewood. There was another sort of not so classic game, but it was quite an important victory for us. It was 1-0 at Vicarage Road in the 14-15 season, because we ended up getting promoted. And I remember it was quite a scrappy affair. And in the end, a corner come in and Igalo somehow got on the end of it and managed to sort of scrape it in, and it hit the post and went in. So that's probably one that sticks out in my mind. Cam, I know we've probably not played Blackburn that many times since you've started supporting the club, but do any stick out for you, Cam?
Well, I'll tell you what, that game you mentioned where Dominic Hyam scored the scorpion kick was actually quite a pleasant away day, other than the actual football. The pub across the road from the ground, really nice pub that. Nice easy getaway as well, because everyone had already left. So yeah, good day out that. But other than that, no, I mean, Wesley Hoot scored his first goal for us against, I think it was his debut as well, wasn't it? And it was a really nice volley at the Vic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other than that, I've only seen the two lockdown games, which I don't really have strong feelings about lockdown games. So yeah, not too much really.
Yeah, no, I forgot about that Wesley Hoot goal. That was quite a peach as well. There's been some goals in terms of quality-wise. I remember that game as well that you mentioned, Cam, you went to last season, where Jeremy Ngakia, he's probably still having nightmares. It's probably best he's out injured for the game, because he's still having nightmares of Brereton Diaz running rings around him at that night. That was awful. Me and Cam are going this weekend. It's my first time to Ewood. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Looking more towards score prediction now, Matt, what would you go with? It? Are you feeling confident? I don't know. Do you come to home games and feel more confident than you do away, or vice versa? Or what's your feel around this game on Saturday?
Well, to be honest, I think if you asked me before the weekend, seeing what you did to our rivals down the road, I think I would have been a bit more confident. But obviously, it seems that you seem to have hit a bit of form. I think that result, you'll definitely take a lot of confidence from that one, and rightfully so. Whereas, you know, we're at the opposite end of that spectrum, really. We've had a tough few weeks. We beat Bristol in between, but we lost to Leeds, lost to Southampton, lost to Sheffield Wednesday before that. So I think in terms of a prediction, I'll hope that we're bouncing back. And I think it'll be a draw. I think it'll be 2-2 or you know, I'm going to say 2-2. But I do hope that we can bounce back from a few bad results recently.
Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, very inconsistent. When I was looking, Cam asked the question about how you've been doing since you played us in August. And I was looking through your results and I was like, this can't be right. And there's no draws in there whatsoever. I think Cam said you've drawn once this season, or I don't even know if it's that many times. But I was looking, I was like, wow, it really is like win or lose. And, you know, it's one or the other. So that'll be interesting. And Cam jokingly said, watch it be 0-0 now. But I don't know. I think, obviously, coming out off the back of last week, you know, 5-1 wins don't happen every week. And I think we'd be naive to expect such a brilliant performance again, as nice as it would be. I think Watford fans just want some consistency. Which, you know, we're quite lucky. We've been getting recently and the performances are there. And I think in terms of that, the away form is continuously improving as well. So I'm feeling quietly confident. I'm going to go with 2-1 to Watford. I think it will be a tight affair. The injuries, you've not done me any favours, Matt, to be honest. You're sending me up to Lancashire full of hope with the injury list that you've got and, you know, the players that you said are out. Cam, in terms for you, score predictions and how you're feeling about Saturday?
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, I'm excited about a Watford away day, and that is not something I've been able to say over the past few years. So, yeah, I think if we want to show our playoff credentials, we need to be going and, you know, at the very least, putting in a dominant performance against an injury-riddled Blackburn side. With that said, would a point be a decent result? I'd probably... It depends what you want, doesn't it? But I'd go... I'm going to go with a 2-1 Watford win. We're not going to go as crazy as we did at Preston, but I think, given our performances of late, we've got enough to get the job done.
Yeah, it's interesting you say about, you know, would a point be enough? And there's that old cliche, obviously, win your home games, draw your away games. And we seem to be doing the winning the home games, you know, tick that box. It's the away form which we need to steadily improve, you know, the game away at Swansea, first away win in 297 days. And, you know, we then win at Hull, win at Preston, and we're slowly climbing that away form table. So, yeah, I think we really do need to start booking up that the away form. And to be honest, I'd probably take a point, but I'm obviously feeling quite confident at the moment. So 2-1, 2-1 and 2-2. That's very, very interesting. Now, the last couple of things, Matt, before you go. We do like to play a game here on Voice of the Vic, which tests your knowledge. Now, I have thought about this. It does test your knowledge, but I think sometimes it can be quite hard because you might not know that they've played for us. But we play a game called Played for Both, and it's as simple as that. It's naming players that have represented your club, Blackburn Rovers, and our club, Watford FC. Now, I'm going to be fair to you. There's seven. I don't usually name how many there is, but there's seven that have played for both. How many of those seven do you think you can name? We do have a league table. I don't have the league table to hand, annoyingly, because I'm so unprepared, but we will get that updated. How many of those seven do you think you can name, Matt?
To be honest, I'm not going to be very confident with that one. I think you've... seven doesn't seem like that many. I don't think I'll get more than two or three, to be honest.
If you can name two or three, it'll get you on the table.
I'll see what I can do. trying to think. I mean,
to be fair as well, some of them a couple of them have been quite recent, and I thought there'd be one that would jump out because he knew where the back of the net was. That's as much as I'll say. I'll get in trouble if I give too many clues away.
I'm just trying to think. I'm very pretty bad at this sort of thing.
I've only got one.
Did Josh King play for Watford?
He did indeed. Yeah. Josh King, you're on the board, mate. You're on the board. Josh King, yep, he made 67 appearances for Blackburn, scoring 8 goals, and he made 33 appearances. And the bit that tells me how many goals he got is cut off. So I don't know how many goals. I know he got a hat trick at Goodison. But yeah, Josh King is one of them.
I was trying to think. I don't think there's many who went from one to the other, which is the only reason I think I'd be able to get any more.
I think in terms of one to the other, I know one went directly from you guys to... no, he didn't, actually. That's a lie. Yeah, no, that, I think you bang on. I don't think there's many that did.
I don't want to give up, but I can't.
You're on the board, so if you're happy to walk away on the league table with one, then we can, and I can put you out in misery and tell you the other six.
Now, I think I've got one more, but I can't quite remember. Did Danny Graham play for Watford by any chance?
He did indeed. Danny Graham, he was a top goal scorer for Watford. Yeah, I'm sure he won numerous Player of the Season awards. Well, I say numerous. He was only with us for a year. He won the Player of the Season award. It's 57 goals for you boys, 189 appearances, and he made 91 appearances for Watford. So there's two. Are you taking the two and walking away, or do you want me to put you out of misery?
I think I'll have to just take the two. I can't think of any more.
That's not as bad as you think, because it is a hard game. Because, like you say, it's, you know, they play for Blackburn, but you didn't know they played for Watford necessarily. So you gave us Danny Graham and Josh King, two strikers. The others were Keith Andrews, midfielder. We had him briefly on loan in the 14-15 season. He only played 11 times. He played 70 times for Blackburn between 2008 and 2010. Tommy Hoban is another one. He was quite a Watford sort of cult hero. He played between 2010 and 2016, 58 times for Watford, only 16 times for Blackburn. I think he was hampered by injuries, had to retire early because of injuries. Another one is Lucas Neal. He only made one appearance for us in the 12-13 season. He made loads more for you boys between 2001 and 2006, 198. And then the last two is Martin Taylor, the defender. He joined us in 2009 through to 2012. 90 appearances for Watford, 71 for Blackburn. And then another one, which is more sort of recent for Blackburn, is Lee Williamson, the midfielder. He joined Watford. He was the one I thought came from Blackburn to Watford, but it was actually Rotherham we bought him from. And then he went to Blackburn a few years later. 86 appearances for Blackburn and 71 for Watford. So we'll get the table updated and you'll be on there, Matt. A respectable two. I know it doesn't feel it, but a respectable two. And the last thing I want to really ask is, we try and do this for away games, just in case, you know, like myself, there's Watford fans watching this that have never been to Ewood Park. Where would you recommend maybe grabbing a drink before the game near the grounds? Are there pubs that allow away fans, or are there pubs to stay away from? Where would you recommend?
I mean, there's always your safe spoons. I think the postal order near the train station and bus station in town, it's about 25 minute, half an hour walk to the ground. And I don't know, because there's some pubs what are sometimes away, sometimes home. But yeah, I think the Fernhurst as well is just around the corner, and that's usually the best spot for away fans.
Happy days. There you go then. If you're travelling up there, the Fernhurst and the Wetherspoons in town is a safe bet. Spoon's always a safe bet. But I appreciate you coming on, Matt. I would say good luck for the rest of the season, only excluding the two games against us. You've already beaten us once. And to be quite frank, I'll be well pissed off if you beat us again. We may chat next season. Who knows? We're both same points, same games played. Who knows what will happen? We may speak again next season, depending on what happens. But other than Saturday, best of luck for the rest of the season. And thank you very, very much for coming on this evening, Matt. Take care, mate.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
No worries. There we go then, Cal. That was a swift exit, wasn't it? Bearing in mind what he said, are we feeling any more confident? I mean, listen, how many times have we heard from fans, oh, well, he's not playing, he's injured, and then they still do us anyway? Like, with bearing in mind the momentum we're sort of building on the road, do you feel confident that that will continue?
Yeah, look, I think, as you said earlier, our away form is improving. We've won two in a row now on the road, so...
Yes.
I think that's right. 3 and 4 maybe, could be making it up, but no. It's not just that we're grinding out wins, we look pretty convincing. I think against Hull it was quite a marginal game, but we showed that, you know, we were there to win that game. We weren't sort of trying to play for a draw. Mm-hmm. And obviously against Preston we absolutely blew them away, so we're looking to win games on the road, and that's not something we've been able to say about a Watford team for a long time. So yeah, I think we can keep it up. I am more confident. Well, I should be more confident having heard that injury list, but
Norwich fans were probably confident when
I'm thinking back to a game at the start of lockdown up in Lancashire away at Burnley. You might remember we just got an encouraging draw at home to Leicester. We go to Burnley, who have absolutely no players, and we go and lose 1-0. So we know a massive injury list. It doesn't stop Watford from being Watford. And that could well come back to bite us. But other than that, I'm feeling largely maybe too confident.
Yeah, I'm just looking here now. The away form table, which we often speak about. 10 games played, 12 points picked up. I mean, not the worst, not the best. We've only scored 12 away from home. And bearing in mind, 5 of those come last week. So I'm like, all right, okay. So we really don't score many on the road. But I think it's going to be a close affair. I think, you know, it could be a sort of similar feel to the Preston one. You have the ball. You have the ball, we have the ball, sort of feel each other out. And then who makes the first sort of attempt? And it could be quite a scrappy affair. But as I said to Matt, sometimes with those scrappy affairs, it doesn't matter how you're done, as long as you get the job done. That's the most important thing. If you can win beautifully like we did last week, and if you can win ugly like we have done in the past, happy days. That is the recipe for a successful team in any league, Premier League through to bloody park football. It's all the same in terms of how you win. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, the form run at the moment, the last 5 games, only Leicester and Southampton and Ipswich have picked up more points than Watford. We've picked up 10 points from the last 5 games, scoring 12 and only conceding 7. And quite interestingly as well, in terms of how many we've conceded 27 in the league. And believe it or not, that's one of the fewest in the league. There are other teams that have conceded a lot less, but 27's up there with one of the fewest. So it could be quite interesting. If that first goal could be elusive. But like I said, me and Cam are going. I'm going to try and do a match day vlog. I don't want to promise anything because I know what will happen. Because I'm driving, I'll not be able to do it and I'll forget and everything. So I'm not promising. So Ben, if you're watching this back and I don't do it, don't kill me. If you see us about, if you see us in the pub, come on over, have a chat. We love to chat about Watford. We'll have a drink. I can't have too many though because I am driving. But hopefully. I have been to 5 games this season. We've won all of them apart from one. So 1-4, drawn 1 and lost 0. So hopefully that rich vein of form wherever I go will continue. But till then, thank you very much for watching. If you haven't already, go and check out the Christmas special. I watched it back. I started watching it yesterday, and obviously I know what happened because I was there, but the special effects and everything that Ben's put in is top stuff. It really does sort of beef it up and make it better than it was. So go and check that out. And yeah, thank you very much for watching. If you've enjoyed this video, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button as well. And we'll be back to talk to you about the Blackburn game. Hopefully another 3 points. Although I don't know when, because obviously the game is on the 23rd. Maybe Christmas Eve. I don't know. But we'll confirm all that anyway. All of that rubbish. All that boring rubbish. But till we speak to you next time, have an amazing Christmas. I hope you enjoy it with your friends and family and have an amazing day. But till then, come on, you horns.
Sports Social Podcast Network.